In our studio today, Haley Lauren.
It's been 3 years since I'm knocking on your door. Oh, and I still can knock some more. Ooh, boy, is it feasible? I gotta know now. For I'd knock some more. Ooh, you see in life, I know there's lots of grief. Oh, but your love is my relief, yeah. Tears in my eyes burn, oh, tears in my eyes burn while I'm waiting for my turn, oh, yeah. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love.
Haley Loren in our KPLU studios here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Haley, would you mind introducing your band for us?
I would love to. That's Matt Treader on piano, Mark Schneider on the bass, and Brian West on drums.
Well, we're very happy to
have
you here.
Fine, gentlemen. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, good. For a girl that was born in Everett and then moved to Alaska and then ended up in Oregon, how is your first kind of, forgive the term, superstar status, how do you find that in Japan and Canada? You top the charts in both Japan and Canada, and they treat you very well there. How does that happen?
Magic? That's one guess. I don't know entirely. Of course, it's always, everybody has a different experience on their road through a music career. But it's been a lot of work over a lot of years. I've been doing music professionally since I was 14 years old. And so it's definitely not an overnight kind of thing. It's sort of a lifetime of putting in lots of work. And working with some really fantastic people who help make as much musical magic as possible. And I don't know, I just feel really blessed.
What's it like when you go over to Japan? How is it different than here?
Well, the language is a little different, of course. Just a skosh. There's really no way to compare it, but it definitely is quite interesting to the contrast. You know, when one steps off a train and is greeted by people with like signs outside the train station window, and all these things. You know, it's sort of surreal and wonderful. I always feel I'm treated just wonderfully by all the people that work with us over there, and it's a very gracious place to play music, that's for sure. And we always appreciate all our fans and all the radio stations and everywhere that we go. I don't know, it's just it's a little bit of a different world for us, but we sure enjoy it.
Do you feel over there that they have a different appreciation for jazz music than in the States or in Canada or anywhere else in the world?
That's a tricky question. I do feel like there are a lot of jazz music fans in Japan, and we have a lot of really avid fans who will drive, you know, will come many, many miles to see our shows. And I feel like there's quite a big fan base for American jazz in Japan. But as far as, you know, where the biggest fans are, that's hard to say exactly. But I do know that we have a lot of them over there, which we appreciate a lot.
Well, we'd love to hear another song from you.
Absolutely. Well, we'd love to do another one. In fact, this one was one you said you would like to hear today. It's not off of our new CD. It's off of our previous release, After Dark, and it's called Ode to Billy Joe.
Haley Loren on 88.5 KPLU.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was out baling hay. And at dinner time, we stopped, walk back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered out the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from up on Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama, as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, you know that Billy Joe never had a lick of sense anyhow. Pass the biscuits, please. a plow. And Mama said it sure was a shame about Billy Joe. Yeah. Anyhow, well, it seems like nothing ever comes to no, no, no good, no up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And well, Mama said, child, what is happening? Oh, what is happening to your appetite? Don't you know that I've been cooking all morning? Yeah, and you haven't even touched a single bite. Well, that nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, well, he dropped by today. And he said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, and by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Chuck. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something up the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. And my brother married Becky Thompson, and they bought a store down in Tupelo. There was a virus going around, and Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now Mama don't wanna do much, don't wanna do much, much of anything. Me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and throw them into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge. Thank you.
Haley Loren on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. I always kind of felt that that when a singer is covering someone else's song, that it's the most convincing and authentic sounding when they can really kind of dig into the meaning to it and make it personal. How do you go about doing that?
Well, it's different with every song, of course, because there are some songs that I there's no way that I've ever experienced anything even close to the story of the song. But there's always an underlying emotion that I can connect with, you know. Universal human emotions. Songwriters tend to like to write about things like that. So it's very connectable to my own experiences, whether or not the experience is similar. And I've always had this, I guess, maybe a bit of a knack for, but definitely an interest in identifying the emotional core of a song. And I really kind of go for that. And then, of course, if there are elements that I can relate to, then I can really embody the song even more so. But that's part of my, I feel like that's part of my job as a singer, is to deliver the central meaning of the song in the way that it feels truest to me.
And so, in addition to being a talented singer, you're also an award-winning songwriter, a very talented songwriter. Do you have a specific routine as far as your songwriting goes? Do you sit down from like 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. every day with 3 candles lit? And
actually, there are 9 candles. No, I have absolutely no routine. I'm kind of terrible about routines in general, but I'm very much I go through long periods of time without writing, and then I'll go through periods of time where I'm writing all the time. So it really comes in spurts for me. And it comes with inspiration. Sometimes the strangest things inspire me. So I tend to carry around, you know, like a little recorder and notepad and everything everywhere I go, because I never really know when that great idea is going to strike. And sometimes it'll be weeks or months without having anything, and I feel, you know, discouraged. But then, of course, there'll be this flood of things that comes out, and I'll be like, you know, writing for hours and hours and days at a time. So, it's very irregular and wonderful, and sort of follows the creative ebb and flow that is so mysterious and wonderful that makes creativity what it is.
You said that you carry around a recorder or a notepad. Mm-hmm. Has the inspiration for writing a song ever hit you while you were performing on stage?
Oh my gosh, has it? Maybe. If it does, you know, I performing is so in the moment, and you have to be so present that if that idea does come into my mind, it's probably something that's a bit of a delayed realization. Like later on in the night, I'll be like, oh yeah, I had this realization. But of course, on stage, I'm not obsessing about writing a song.
Sure.
It's usually about whatever song I'm actually singing.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I'm sure that's happened. Of course, the music we do influences the writing that I do. So,
well, we'd love to hear one more from you.
Well, we'd love to do one more. In fact, since you mentioned songwriting, this is an original song. It's on Heart First, and it's called A Woman's Way. I'll go or how long I'll stay. They say I never know what dangers are down each road I roam. I say I'm better off believing the feelings in my soul. A woman has got her own way. This woman has got her own. I'll know that it's right when the ache goes away down in these woman bones. Da da da, many a love I've known, but not a one was to be. I never let them own the gypsy spirit in me. Oh no, oh, life needs freedom to flourish into the beauty it should be. There's no reason the very same truth could not apply to me. A woman has got her own way. This woman has got her own. I'll know that it's right when the ache goes away down in these woman bones. Oh, what a blessed life I've been shown, one that is mine and mine alone. This lonely and lovely journey is bliss. Oh, 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 oh.
this woman, she got her own. She'll know that it's right when the ache goes away. Down in her bones, a woman has got her own way. Yeah, this woman, she got her own. I know that it's right when the ache goes away. Down in these woman bones. Da-da-da-da. But I'm dead and dying.